May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our heart reveal your glory, Creator, Redeemer, Sustainer. Amen. A few weeks ago, I had the privilege of joining our high school youth group for a discussion on the case for love of movie, and they were quick to let me know that I preach too long. And they said, on this date you preach 13 minutes, and on this date you preach 16 minutes, and on this date you went 18 minutes, Reverend Josh. So if any of you doubt that our youth are paying attention in church, I invite you to make a trip up to our youth program and sit and talk with them. It was a wonderful conversation. So for that reason, and not because there's some kind of sport ball event happening later, we'll have a brief, Josh Padgett-level brief sermon, which is like a Reverend Stephen sermon. That was not diminutive. He follows the rules and I don't, and I'm trying to follow Jesus and Stephen. If I can't follow Jesus, I can at least follow Stephen. We hear in our two readings today about exactly that how discipleship is a journey. Following Jesus is a journey. And the reading in the gospel today reminded me of this story about an expedition to the North Pole. And this was a set of explorers who set out. It was 138 men and officers from Her Majesty's Royal Navy who sent out on the noble mission to find the North Pole. And on this noble, regal mission, they brought with them 1,200 books. I was impressed. They also brought a complete set of china for each man and officer on the expedition, cut glass wine goblets, and sterling silverware, flatware settings for each of the men and officers on the journey. And of course, each of the men and officers were dressed in the uniform of Her Majesty's Navy. They all died. Thank you, Reverend Patty. I was like, this should be a laugh line. It's going to be a long sermon if it's not a laugh line. They all died because, of course, they did. They set out on an expedition for a new world, totally unprepared, totally with the makings and trappings and markings of the world that they left behind, without a clue about what lay ahead. Presumably, not one of 1,000 books was about the North Pole. Their regal elegance, this noble mission, was no match for the Arctic tundra, and they met their fate. These markings of power and prestige from the world that they came from became chains that weighed them down, that caused them to sink. It was marks of death, not marks of nobility. And this is a story that comes to mind for me when I hear the gospel today and Peter cry out, let us make three dwellings. Let us make three dwellings. Peter, beholding the glory of God revealed before him, wants to make three dwellings. And a quick sidetrack into some biblical exegesis here. Dwellings doesn't mean housing in a traditional sense that we might understand it as a dwelling unit. We're not talking about building ADUs in someone's backyard. We're talking about tabernacles. Other translations might use the word tabernacle or temple or holy tents. These are the things that we would build to mark the places where God has visited us. And that's what Peter wants to do here. Peter is saying, let us build a shrine to this event. Let us keep everyone here together, Moses and Elijah and Jesus and us. And we could create a whole religious apparatus around this event that will convey the glory and meaning of this moment. Let us build three dwellings. And maybe each of those dwellings will have 1,200 books and cut glass wine goblets and only the finest china. It's Jesus, after all. Peter is letting the nobility of his mission distract him from undergoing the mission itself. And this is human nature, as our explorers to the North Pole can attest, and maybe some of us, if we're honest, might attest to, that we have this temptation to build temples and shrines to our ideas, our nobility, our prestige, our class, our education, wherever it is that you find certainty and comfort in this world that can be so chaotic and topsy-turvy. We like to build a comfort zone around it, build a dwelling around it so that we can stay in that place of certainty. But Jesus isn't calling us to do that. Jesus is calling us to follow him down the mountain, into the darkness and into the despair. And our mission on this expedition is to bring that light and love of Jesus into the world that so needs it. Jesus comes to bring a new way of living life, a new love in the world, a new kingdom, as we pray each day, thy kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. May that glory and love and light that surrounds us in our heavenly vision come down to our earth. And Jesus says, if you pray that, if you want to have that happen, you are the ones to do it. Follow me down the mountain. Don't say a word to anyone. Just do the work. Jesus has been showing them over and over and over again that a new world is possible. And in this new world, demons and disease are no match for the abundant love of Jesus. In this new world, poverty and loneliness and war and strife are overwhelmed by the peace of God. The disciples witness this over and over and over again, and we hear it every Sunday about how healings and exorcisms and reconciliation are no match for God's love made flesh in the Jesus incarnate who dwells among us and offers compassion and companionship to everyone he encounters. Jesus goes down the mountain and invites us to follow him. Follow him close like Elisha follows Elijah. Follow down the mountain saying, all of my life is in you. There is nothing that I want to take with me. I find my whole life and meaning in you. This is the expedition that the disciples are on. We read this story every year on the Sunday before Lent. And I think there's some wisdom to our lectionary there, because they're using this story to speak to how we might observe Lent. Many people have a tradition of giving up something for Lent. Maybe you have done it yourself. Maybe you've given up chocolate or wine or eating meat, or like we do here in church, we give up flowers and we give up saying Alleluia. Maybe this gospel is inviting us to do some deeper reflection. Maybe this gospel is inviting us to give up the three dwellings for Lent. Give up the volumes of books and the cut glass. Give up the idea that our uniform that we wear can save us and will be enough for us when we encounter the tough elements. Give up the focus of the nobility of our mission and instead take up the mission itself. Leave the mountaintop and descend the mountain so that God's love that is in you can be among the people who need it the most. God is taking us all on an expedition to discover this new world, to a place that resets our compass and reorients us. It's time for us to prepare for the journey with a humble awareness of the mission ahead. So So as we enter this Lenten season, pause. Reflect on the journey that Jesus invites you on, individually, personally. Jesus is calling you to share your love with the world in a unique and specific way. That's the expedition that we're on. And ask yourself, where are you building three dwellings? What kind of comfort zone have you set up for yourself that keeps you from following Jesus down the mountain? Give that up for Lent. Give it up for Lent so that you can not only behold the glory of God on the mountaintop, but that so you can follow Jesus down the mountain and bring that glory to the whole world. Amen.